Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And today, we're doing a movie called The Boy Who Would Be King.
Actually, The Kid Who Would Be King.
Actually, you're correct. Let's get this started.
Now it's time for jokes. Talix, do you have any?
Yep. What is the best time for a joust?
When?
Nighttime.
That's funny.
You have one?
Yes. What did the fire swords say to the water park?
No clue.
H2O, no!
Okay. That's a good one. Alright, so time for our favorite lines. What's one of yours? That was pretty cool when he kept sneezing and switching over. Mine is from the same character, but is that a land is only as great as its leaders, which is an excellent quote because it talks about how the place that we're at is only as good as the people that we have leading it. And we can have it lead it to be great or lead it to be terrible, but that's what it is. All right, so who you have as MVP?
Lady of the Lake.
That's a strong candidate. Why?
Because without her, after getting the sword, there would be no way they could have it. No way. Without her, they couldn't get the sword.
Yeah. I do you one better. Lady of the Lake was a strong candidate for MVP. She's up there. She's up there in the top five. I'll give you that much. Mm-hmm. Probably top three.
Yeah, okay.
But I'll tell you who. Number one MVP. King Arthur himself. Now you might say, hey man, he was in the past. How he even be the MVP right now? It makes perfect sense. Because had Alex not had Arthur's example, he wouldn't have known what to do. He wouldn't have made his enemies his friends. He wouldn't have made it to where they're all equals and work together. He wouldn't have been able to lead the people.
To get to the Lady of the Lake so they can have the sword to make him third place.
No. Because if he hadn't left the sword, he even told the witch, he even told Morgana when he slayed her, hey, look, the sword's going to still be there. So he's the one that left it for him. Had it not been for good old King, nothing would have happened. So that is the MVP.
So first, so mine is third place. I'm still doing great.
All right, so now it's time to talk about our favorite costume. And I guess my favorite one has to be Merlin's when he's walking around in the Led Zeppelin. Both young and old Merlin, because the shirt just turns into a white shirt when he's older. So that's my favorite one.
Same character. But as an owl, it reminded me of Arrow from Harry Potter.
Ah. Yeah, he did like Arrow because he was all dusty and crusty.
Flying
into stuff. Yeah, that was true. That's true. Okay, I got you on that one.
Now it's time for our favorite setting. Do you have a favorite setting?
Yes. My favorite setting was... it was a couple of things. It was a couple of things, but I think I'm going to just narrow it down to the lake area where they were kind of like fighting against each other. And they ended up getting the Lady of the Lake to give the thing back to when they was in the lake. So I think that was my favorite setting because it was like really dark and murky. You couldn't see anything. And it's just like you had to get some clarity by coming together to even get out of it. So that setting was pretty awesome. What about you, Trev?
My favorite setting is pretty much when the solar eclipse happened. That was like my favorite setting. It was all dark, and then there was the moon and the sun, and there was fire everywhere. Everybody was having the barricades and everything, and the swords, the flames and stuff. It just looked so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It did look really cool. Okay, so now we're talking to talk about our favorite scenes and stuff. And so, like, one of my favorite scenes was the one when Alex threw the book over the ledge and he ended up running into an old man who turned out to be Merlin in the end of it. But Merlin was talking about how the stories can be used in so many ways. They can be used by, people to inspire hope, or it could be used by tyrants to try to control other people. But the thing about it is if a story sometimes doesn't fit your day and age, you can rewrite the story and recreate it and make it something new. And so I thought that was an awesome scene that had a lot of powerful words behind it. What did you think?
My favorite scene? My favorite scene was also about Merlin. About how when he was making the swords, multiple swords, I just heard a whole bunch of.
Merlin was getting down with those hand signals. You got to get to him on that one.
With all of the years he has been doing that, I'm surprised he had no band-aids or anything on his arms.
Yeah, they should be all calloused up.
Now it's time for stuff that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Do you have something?
Yeah, there's quite a few things that didn't make no sense. Okay, so first off, how come all it took was you to just knock over the little fiery skull things just to get rid of them? Like, if you could have did that with a stick. You literally could have just had wooden. You didn't even need metal swords. You could have did that with wood swords. Like, one of them got knocked out by a tree branch. Come on, man. That don't make no sense. Like, that's not menacing. That's not scary. Like, how did that thing almost take over the ancient lands with real armies? That was weak sauce.
Okay, so mine's is why do you age backwards? You, if it started when you were a baby, then you were born dead, and then you die alive.
Yeah, I don't know. That one, I don't know. Okay, so now we're talking to talk about something that was funny in the movie. What was something that you thought was funny in the movie?
Something funny was how I forgot his name, but he was like, "Where'd you learn to drive, Mario Kart?"
Oh, that was funny. That was funny.
To get hit by a truck or something, you learn how to drive from Mario Kart.
I think the funny thing to me was when he was talking to his mom, he was like, "All right, so just don't get freaked out, okay?" And then he calls the lady of the water, and the mom's just like, oh. She just stuck like she was about to pass out because she was definitely about to freak out.
Now it's time for something that's smart. Do you have anything?
Yeah, I do have something that was smart. I think they did a good job of transitioning an old tale, which is like King Arthur's tale, to like new ages and stuff like that. And I especially thought it was super smart, the use of the Lady of the Water, because it was just like, well, the Lady of the Lake. And it's just like, it doesn't matter what water it is, she's always there because she's a mystical creature. Or I would guess a mermaid, because she seemed like she had scaled armor on or scales on her arm. And so it was a real smart thing to just say, okay, it doesn't matter what puddle of water or thing of things you could draw it from. It much like the Sword of Gryffindor, you can kind of draw it out of the hat if you needed it to. So I thought that was pretty smart.
Okay, something that I thought was smart was how they made all the traps. Actually, now that I think about it, it wasn't that smart because those fiery things were just dumb.
Well, either or, you still won with it. Like, the traps did
Yes.
work. Like, the cars did work. The little sawhorses did work. Like, all that stuff worked. It was just.
The car is actually, yeah, reverse.
Okay, I do got another thing that doesn't make sense. Okay, how you train everybody to be fighters in a day? Like, they like all of them learned. They weren't even a
Two
day. It was 2 hours.
hours.
Yeah, they learned how to, all of them learned how to like sword fight in 2 hours. They was all masters of sword fighting in 2 hours. That was a little bit of stretch of the imagination. That okay. But I mean, it was okay. It was okay. All right, so was there anything in the movie you were just like, man, I need that?
I need to be able to turn into a giant dragon. That's why, that way I don't have to walk all the way upstairs to my room.
You know, I would much rather turn into an owl instead of having to turn into a dragon, because somebody's going to see a dragon and they're going to try to kill a dragon.
Okay, good point. Maybe owl.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Turn into an owl. And all you need to do to get some power back is to go get you a chicken nugget combo. All right, now it's time for debate this. Okay, so here about, listen to this. Which one is it? Is it that Alex deserved to be king, or that he was the lucky one that they just had to have somebody as king at that moment?
I think he deserves to be king.
Why?
Because he was the only person who was willing to go out to find out this stuff to see if it's true. Everybody else would sit on their couch. And I'm like, if this one kid who was literally born yesterday said it's not true, I'm just going to sit on my couch and eat potato chips. That's what everybody else would do.
I don't think so. Think about it. Even Alex, when he got the sword, he was like, all right, I'm going to go put it back. And he didn't even believe it in the first beginning. And even when Merlin came in and tried to tell him everything, he didn't want to believe. Even after he saw Merlin turn into an owl, he didn't want to believe it. He didn't really want to believe it, or didn't really believe it. He just ended up being the right person at the right place at the right time. You mean to tell me that you think that he's the only nice person that's admirable, that sticks up for other people? You do that. You've done that plenty of times in your life where you see somebody else getting picked on and you step in and intervene and stand up for them. So are you meaning to tell me that him over you should have just been the king?
No, but I still have more.
Okay.
Some people still wouldn't have believed it, like you said. But you have to just keep pushing forward with what you said. And as soon as you mention that it could be the very end of the world, then people are just going to stop, turn around, maybe that's going to teach me something. And then, without them, even if they did find the sword and pull it out, they wouldn't know where to go because they wouldn't be willing to go out everywhere.
Well, he wouldn't have known where to go if it wasn't for Merlin.
But even if he,
to be honest with you, Merlin had more of a stake in all of this stuff. If it hadn't been for Merlin basically lining everything up, he wouldn't have even had this to go on.
He's an old man. A very, very old man.
I'm not going to take anything away from Alex. I think he was a brave kid and he did the job that he was supposed to do. I think he came through very strong and clutch. I think he came through with great leadership skills, with some ingenuity on the fighting skills and stuff like that, and the willingness to kind of like build barriers instead of burning bridges. It's building bridges instead of barriers, is what I was meaning to say.
Black Panther.
And so he was doing all of those things, and I think that he'd done a great job, but I also think that it could have been anybody. Like, it literally could have been anybody.
Not
it just ended up him being the person that got kicked off the side of that construction site.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I win. Ha!
Now it's time to talk about the threads that we have. I have a thread on how it goes into other things, which shows that it exists. So that we're not the only people who know it. Because in this movie, a lot of other things were mentioned. And one of them being Harry Potter. And this had so many connections. And it just makes me feel like that there's stuff like this and that it gets acknowledged.
So you think that the things are kind of like interwoven? It's kind of like the things that you see from one thing kind of run into the other?
Yes, because most movies, they are on the same planet and they just don't even mention anything about them. And if someone brings it up from another world, they're just going to be like, what is this strange technology?
I can kind of see that. But I think that what you're saying so far is like how everything's kind of like linked together and stuff like that. I think it kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier when we were talking about Merlin saying that the stories kind of get updated and changed, because a lot of stories are just retellings of different things. Like The Lion King is basically just Hamlet just told as animals and stuff like that. And so I think that that's a good way to kind of look at it. It's just kind of like you take the influences of the stuff that kind of happened before and kind of create something new with it. And so I think that's a pretty good expectation and identity of what you could see in this show. And I think the thread to me was, it was the importance of being good leaders. And because if you're a good leader, then you create good things for people around you. If you show good leadership, you're able to help out people that need it and not ostracize them or kick them out. You're able to find ways to build up situations instead of tearing them down and being greedy about stuff like that. And I think that that was the biggest thing to me, is just that a lot of times we get into situations to where we kind of like want to push the us versus them, when in reality, it's all of us together. And if we can build that up, we can make everything better. We can make our place better. We can make our nation and land better. Right?
Right.
All right, so time for some upgrades. What is something that you think that could have been upgraded in the movie?
To make those fire things smart and harder to beat.
Okay. I agree with you that one. I think kind of giving some more credence to the different potions that they could have made up. Like, they came up with a magic potion for Merlin, but it was just kind of funny one. But I think that if you could have done some other ones, it could have been even better for it. Like, if you could have been like, okay, this is the potion for bravery, or this is the potion for using lightning powers or whatever, it could have made it a lot more awesome fight. But overall, I think they did a pretty good job. Speaking of, I wanted to give a special shout out to the special effects team in this movie. Their graphics, special effects, CGI were awesome. They were better than a lot of other movies that actually have like top of the line studios behind them. So you got to really give the hands up for this studio. They did a great job. All right, time for Rate It or Hate It. So out of 0 to 5 flaming swords, what would you give this movie?
5.
I would give it a 3.5. I think it's a solid movie. Not the greatest movie, but I think it's a solid movie. Great graphics. I think at times the acting kind of got a little bit clunky, but overall, I think the movie was pretty good.
Then I changed mine to 4.9 just because at one point when they were fighting the tree, the girl, she ducked way too early.
So it just kind of like telegraphed it real bad?
1, 2, 3, 4, swing.
Yeah, okay.
Now it's time for fun facts. Do you have any talents?
Yes, I do. Actually, there was a knight in this movie. An actual knight. Did you know? Sir Patrick Stewart, the person playing Merlin, old Merlin, is actually a human that has been knighted by the Queen in England. He was knighted with, I forget the name of the weapon, but it was a Klingon weapon. Because of another reason, is that, another fun fact, so to say, is that Patrick Stewart, Sir Patrick Stewart, is also a leader in a different aspect, in two different aspects. Do you know what they are?
No.
Professor Charles Xavier.
No.
As well as Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
I don't even know who that is.
Well, Jean-Luc Picard is from Star Trek. And Captain, not Captain, I was going to call him Captain something. And Professor Charles Xavier is, of course, from X-Men.
X-Men.
Right. And so he's had a lot of good work and everything. And when I saw him in the movie, I was like, I heard the voice and I was like, that can't be him. And then sure enough, Patrick Stewart showed up. So that was pretty cool. Those were my fun facts. Do you have any?
Yes. A lot of magic references. So one with the Dragon Prince.
Okay.
So I can't remember what his name was, but he didn't know how to launch the lightning spell, so he just put it in the ground and it all just spread out and everything. That's exactly what Merlin did. Yes. And also, he mentioned Harry Potter didn't really know their fathers. A lot of other people. And yes, that. And it followed with a lot of things, just like Harry Potter. It's a lot of different Harry Potter references.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
And also, it kind of reminded me of Dumbledore. He was using the magic with his hands most of the time. He was just slapping himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. I'm with you on that one. All right, so far as the news updates, the next thing that you'll probably hear from us will probably either be Spider-Man Homecoming or Aladdin, something along those lines. We know we did Spider-Man Far From Home before we did Spider-Man Homecoming. It just happened. But, as always, you can shoot us a tweet at HeroTalk1, HeroTalk, the number one, or you can shoot us an email at HeroTalkTT@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Instagram at HeroTalkTT, or you can hit us up on our Facebook page. Just search for Hero Talk with Talis and Trev. We are always listening. We're always there. We always appreciate the listens, the downloads, the likes, the shares, everything, the replies to our stuff. We always love to hear back from you guys. You guys do a great job. We really appreciate everything, every listen, everything. So, without further ado, this has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
I'm Trev.
Because when there's a hero,
we talk.